I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has won the country's election. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
This victory hands him sweeping executive powers that he's long sought and that critics say erode democracy and entrench one-man rule. Erdogan is the most divisive leader in modern Turkish history. Erdogan's critics accuse him of increasing authoritarianism. With a high turnout of 87%, his new powers, and a majority for his AK party and its allies in parliament, he now has the mandate to continue along that path.
That was Charles Desma reporting. Europe and China will form a group to modernize group trade rules. AP correspondent Charles Desma has more.
The idea is to address areas like government subsidies, fast-moving changes in tech policy, and other emerging complaints in a bid to preserve support for international commerce. American officials have said the WTO, the Geneva-based arbiter of world trade rules, is bureaucratic and rigid and in need of an overhaul. An EC spokesman says he doesn't expect negotiations on updating trade rules to be easy, but they're necessary for multilateral trade. I'm Charles Siladesma.
Scores are dead after ferocious weekend clashes in central Nigeria between mostly Muslim herders and Christian farmers, with one report citing police saying at least 86 people were killed. The growing conflict, by some accounts, has become deadlier than Nigeria's Boko Haram extremist insurgency. Nigeria's president, in a statement on Monday, accused unnamed politicians of taking advantage of the chaos ahead of next year's elections, calling it incredibly unfortunate. This is VOA News. Harley-Davidson says higher European tariffs are forcing it to shift production of some motorcycles overseas. Sagar Magani reports from the White House for the Associated Press.
With the European Union rolling out tariffs on some American imports in retaliation for President Trump imposing duties on European steel and aluminum, Harley-Davidson says it'll begin the process of shifting production of bikes bound for Europe to factories outside the U.S. The president has used Harley-Davidson as an example of American businesses being hurt by trade barriers, yet the motorcycle makers consistently warned against tariffs on European nations, saying they would hurt its sales. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Volunteer Wynn Clure says it upsets her to see immigrant families separated, especially when she remembers how different it was when her family arrived in the United States more than 40 years ago.
This is not my America. This is not my America. When we came in 75, we were welcomed with open arms and we were not separated. My entire family got here safely.
Over the weekend, U.S. President Donald Trump said people who enter the United States illegally should be deported with no judges or court cases. The American Civil Liberties Union responded by saying that goes against the protections provided by the U.S. Constitution. Beginning Sunday, women in Saudi Arabia were taking the wheel. The AP's Ed Donahue reports a long-standing driver ban is over.
Tahani Al-Dasamani was one of the first 10 women in Saudi Arabia to get their driver's license.
Actually, it was like a dream that came true.
Women were delegated to the back seat until now. The freedom to drive marks a homecoming for Asil El-Hamad. She is a race car driver and the first woman member of the Saudi Arabian Motor Federation.
I'm very happy to be able to drive in my beloved home country.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Efforts to find and rescue 12 teenage soccer players and their coach from a flooded cave complex in Thailand entered their third day on Monday. Search and rescue crews, including elite Navy divers, were trying to reach a large chamber deep inside the cave complex where the coach and his players are believed to have taken shelter. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar said Monday they hoped for a breakthrough in peace talks as they met, but there was no immediate indication from either side that real concessions were being made. War broke out in 2013, less than 2 years after South Sudan gained independence from Sudan, and has killed tens of thousands and forced millions to leave their home. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today. The voice of America. VOA1.